Chapter 2. Jehovah now spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, The Israelites should encamp where their three-tribe division is assigned, each man near the banner of his paternal house. They should camp facing the tent of meeting, all around it. Those camping on the east side, toward the sunrise, will be the three-tribe division of the encampment of Judah by their companies. The chieftain for the sons of Judah is Nahshon, the son of Amminadab. Those registered in his army are 74,600. Camping alongside him will be the tribe of Issachar. The chieftain for the sons of Issachar is Nethanel, the son of Zuar. Those registered in his army are 54,400. Next is the tribe of Zebulun. The chieftain for the sons of Zebulun is Eliab, the son of Helon. Those registered in his army are 57,400. All those registered in the armies of the camp of Judah are 186,400. They should break camp first. The three-tribe division of the encampment of Reuben by their companies will be toward the south. The chieftain for the sons of Reuben is Elizur, the son of Shedeur. Those registered in his army are 46,500. Camping alongside him will be the tribe of Simeon. The chieftain for the sons of Simeon is Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. Those registered in his army are 59,300. Next is the tribe of Gad. The chieftain for the sons of Gad is Eliasaph, the son of Reuel. Those registered in his army are 45,650. All those registered in the armies of the camp of Reuben are 151,450, and they should break camp second. When the tent of meeting is moved, the camp of the Levites should be in the middle of the other camps. They should travel in the same order as they encamp, with each in his place, according to their three-tribe divisions. The three-tribe division of the encampment of Ephraim, by their companies, will be toward the west. The chieftain for the sons of Ephraim is Elishama, the son of Ammihud. Those registered in his army are 40,500. Next to him will be the tribe of Manasseh. The chieftain for the sons of Manasseh is Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. Those registered in his army are 32,200. Next is the tribe of Benjamin. The chieftain for the sons of Benjamin is Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Those registered in his army are 35,400. All those registered in the armies of the camp of Ephraim are 108,100, and they should break camp third. The three-tribe division of the encampment of Dan by their companies will be toward the north. The chieftain for the sons of Dan is Ahiezer, the son of Ammishaddai. Those registered in his army are 62,700. Camping alongside him will be the tribe of Asher. The chieftain for the sons of Asher is Pagiel, the son of Ochran. Those registered in his army are 41,500. Next is the tribe of Naphtali. The chieftain for the sons of Naphtali is Ahira, the son of Enan. Those registered in his army are 53,400. All those registered in the camp of Dan are 157,600. They should break camp last, according to their three-tribe divisions. These were the Israelites who were registered according to their paternal houses. The total of those in the camps registered for the army was 603,550. But the Levites did not get registered along with the other Israelites, just as Jehovah had commanded Moses. The Israelites did everything that Jehovah had commanded Moses. This is how they encamped by their three-tribe divisions, and how they broke camp, each by family, and according to their paternal houses.